I'm Robin Young, broadcasting today from Iowa Public Radio in Ames as we launched the Here and Now election road trip in Des Moines last night with Donald Trump on one side of I-235, the Fox News GOP debate on the other. We went to both. Let's hear from the Trump fans first, lining up around the block even after the event started.
I heard Trump is a great speaker, and I don't know, I want to see him.
Just dedicated fans, I guess.
What appeals to you about Donald Trump?
Leadership. Executive skills, his past experience, the success he's had in business.
And now you're here instead of over at the Republican debate.
Well, I'm one of the Tea Party guys, let's put it that way. I'm totally anti-Republican establishment. The RNC, the elite elected people in Washington, D.C.
But does that include Fox News?
Well, I haven't watched Fox News very much at all. I used to watch it 3 to 4 hours a night.
Hat, buttons, and T-shirts right here. Get your Scullies. I got hat, buttons, and T-shirts. I got Bomb Out of ISIS right here. I got hat, buttons, and tees.
From Trump's event at Drake University, we traveled to the Iowa Events Center and the Fox GOP debate and immediately ran into a woman in a chicken suit who lifted her beak to speak with us.
We feel that Trump is too chicken to debate the issues. We feel that Trump is scared that Iowans are going to find out that he's really a liberal, that he's really pro-abortion, pro-amnesty, pro-government-funded health care, and pro-gun control.
But nearby, a Ted Cruz fan was happy his guy would be center stage.
I'm hoping he gets to answer questions on the issues, as he's exceptionally versed in the Constitution, the Bible, and the laws of the United States, and he is the guy to be the president, and I want him to have the opportunity to show that.
Okay, so how did Ted Cruz do? Let's bring in our political analyst and GOP strategist, Paris Denard. And Paris, first of all, who do you think won, the GOP or Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump is the GOP. He's part of the GOP primary. And so I think that being said, Donald Trump won. He said everything he said he was going to do, he did. And on top of that, he gave $6 million to 22 organizations. And he had a successful event. And so Donald Trump once again won. He also won, Robin, because the first question was about Donald Trump. Mm. At least three candidates talked about Donald Trump and referenced him. And so, and then Ted Cruz was so uncomfortable being the number one target at the debate. He didn't know what to do. He said, you keep attacking me, I'm going to walk off this stage. Well, he should have walked off if he wanted to be a real leader and be like Trump. Donald Trump won the debate because you looked at the situation. You had Huckabee and Santorum at his event. That is unheard of. That
for
is something
him,
that,
yeah. that... For that them to be going there, because they were at the lower tier table, and
the
they say, we have nothing to do. The undercard debate, and they had nothing
right.
to do. But Paris, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the people here in Iowa were saying that Donald Trump was oddly muted in his debate. They were a little disappointed. And also, as you mentioned, Ted Cruz did try to sort of to have some humor on the fact that he wasn't there. Let's listen to his very first response
sure.
when he was asked about Donald Trump not being there.
I'm a maniac, and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way.
I guess it sort of depends on how you feel about Ted Cruz, because I thought that was funny. Other people think it fell flat. You think what?
I think it fell flat. I think that this is a GOP debate. Donald Trump's not there. You ignore him. You talk about your strengths. You talk about your policy. You talk about your proposals. And you connect with the people. The more you remind them that Donald Trump is not there, why is Donald Trump not there? Oh, because he's doing something different. What is he doing? Then the inquiring minds want to know. So
yeah.
I don't think it was a good move to do that.
Well, Paris, what else jumped out at you last night? I thought there was a lot of policy stuff. People talked about Syria. What jumped out at you?
What jumped out at me was the fact that Jeb Bush did a very good job.
Yeah.
I think the debate process, all these six debates have been positive, a net positive for Jeb Bush, because he's learned how to sound more and more commanding and to be more aggressive and secure. So I think it was a good night for him. I really appreciate the fact that Rand Paul went out and talked about criminal justice reform and talked about black issues. And the biggest surprise is that Ben Carson is just fading almost to oblivion. I don't know what he's doing. It was embarrassing. His preamble at the end was not good, and his analogy to Putin and a horse and the energy was just odd. So, we had a lot of good things. But the part about it was the GOP showed last night that Donald Trump is not the center of the party. We still have quality, smart, intelligent people with diverse views on that stage, and any one of them would be better than Hillary Clinton.
Well,
or Bernie Sanders.
Well, again, and Paris Denard, here now, political analyst and GOP strategist, but hearing from him that as a Republican, you thought it was a good issues-oriented debate. Paris, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Robin, be safe out there.